Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, there has been a very credible sighting of Bigfoot in central Pennsylvania, and Bigfoot is generally associated with the Pacific Northwest, Portland and Seattle and that area. You know, you go to Portland, and in the same way that we have a lot of Fuer de Lis stuff here in New Orleans, there's a lot of Bigfoot stuff in Portland. You know, Bigfoot keychains, Bigfoot stickers, Bigfoot bumper stickers. There's a lot of Bigfoot imagery. You know, the T-shirts with Bigfoot on it and different sayings about Bigfoot. So that's a really big thing in Portland and the Pacific Northwest. But there are these monsters that have generally believed to be mythical monsters. But is there any possibility that some large monstrous creature could be living in the wilderness that is essentially untouched by humanity? There's Rougarou in the swamp areas of Louisiana. There's that myth. There's Sasquatch in the Himalayas. Well, no, Sasquatch is Bigfoot. There's the abominable snowman, or Sasquatch Sasquatch is Bigfoot.
Yeah, they're the same. They're the same guy.
But so the snowman is the abominable snowman.
Yeah, the Yeti. Yeah,
the Yeti. That's what I'm
thinking. That's their South Asian cousin.
The Yeti. Yeah, the Yeti. Not the cooler. The monster.
The monster.
All right, let's talk to Don Dubuque. Don does the outdoor show here on WWL every Saturday morning, and he knows a lot about creatures. And I thought we would talk to Don. Don, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
So, Don, is there any possibility that deep in the recesses of the woods, the big woods with the giant tall trees of the Northwest, or the deep wooded areas of central Pennsylvania, or the recesses of the snow-covered Himalayas, is there any possibility that there could be some creature that has survived and bred and remained elusive all this time?
Well, I never like to say never, but I have my doubts, very strong doubts, whether it exists, because with the advent of technology now, with the amount of trail cameras that are out there, I've got three of them myself, and you set these things out, and anything that crosses day or night, 24 hours a day, it takes a photo of it. There are hundreds of thousands of those cameras with millions of hours being logged in. And on top of that, you've got hunters, deer hunters, hundreds of thousands of them who spend millions of man hours sitting in the woods. And to not have anyone ever snap a picture, because a hunter, I have one myself, you can buy gun cameras now. They sit on your barrel and record the game and the shot that you make. Everybody's got a cell phone in their pocket with a camera on it. And you got all of these trail cameras. I would have to think that there would be at least one definitive shot of a Bigfoot if there was in existence.
So, you know, it doesn't appear likely that there would be areas, because, you know, when I go to Portland, and let's say we drive up to Mount Hood, or we drive to Bend or some area around there, drive between Seattle and Portland, and you look out there and you see how dense the forest can be in these wooded areas with the tall trees of the Pacific Northwest. Are there areas that might really be untouched by humanity?
Well, I'm not saying that's impossible. It could be, but there's also a lot of people that have ventured out there and a lot of cameras out that way. This one in Pennsylvania, I've actually hunted in a place near there in Indiana, Pennsylvania. It's beautiful woods. It's nothing like our woods. It's pretty wide open. And, you know, to have one in that area would be very remote. We had an instance years ago, a guy swore he went to his deathbed saying that he saw one in the Honey Island Swamp. Of course, people say they see them all over. But the other thing is, we've never found any physical evidence of them. There's never been any remains found.
Yeah.
No scat, you know, not to be confused with Scoot, but no Bigfoot scat located in the woods anywhere. Any hair that can't be identified through the DNA. Again, the technology's I don't know. Now, some people say the ones that are really out there say that they actually come in and out of another dimension.
Well,
disappear at will and they can't be seen.
That's a little weird to me. I don't get that whole thing.
Well, right now I'm going to go in as a no.
Okay. Do you think it's more likely that UFOs and aliens exist than, say, Bigfoot?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I definitely believe that. I mean, when you look at the expanse of the universe, it's boundless, it's limitless. Yeah. And to think that we are the only ones that have any type of life here is being a little bit conservative.
Yeah, I and also I'm rather conceited and egotistical to think we're the only ones. Nobody else.
I don't think we are. Don't think we are. But, you know, on the Bigfoot, I think we all I want to believe that there is a creature that goes unnoticed and has managed to survive without being detected by humans. But I'm also a realist, and I just say, no. Too little evidence.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I think that over time there would have been, you know, one of them that would gone astray, you know, kind of like, you know, the Amish, you know, one of them goes astray and goes into the city. And, you know, I would think that at one point one of these Bigfoot creatures might just go astray and become more part of the population.
Now, I have seen some pretty close lookalikes, you know, down around the French Quarter late at night.
But they
can't be classified as a Bigfoot. Close, but no Bigfoot.
No, you're right. I've seen them, too. I have seen them, too. All right, Don. Well, thanks for spending time with us here. And what are you going to talk about on your show tomorrow morning?
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows of the year. It's opening morning of duck season. So we take the listeners out into the duck blinds vicariously, and we hear the dogs working and the duck calling and the shots going on and actual live reports of what's happening out there. And we got a big announcement to make. Red snapper season is getting ready to shut down because we have reached a quota, so nobody can catch any more red snapper until next year.
Don, so kind of describe the basic scene for duck hunting. Like, if I'm duck hunting, what is my immediate surrounding like?
Well, there's varied habitats you can hunt in, anything from flooded timber to our marshes and to the rice fields. But typically in southeast Louisiana, the duck hunter gets out and before daylight, it's dark. You're running out in the dark with lights in a marsh that smells a little funny, and you hear weird things flying and you really can't see them. And then you get into your duck blind and you set your decoys out and you settle down and get ready. And then all of a sudden you start seeing that sunrise come up. And that is the most beautiful thing, is a morning sunrise with ducks flying across it. In fact, one of my TV shows I did, we had a scene where the orange ball was coming up over the marsh and the ducks were flying and they looked like they were orange. And I titled it Orange Ducks. A beautiful sight.
Wow.
And it just comes alive right before your eyes at 30 minutes before sunrise.
But there are times when, like, you might be cold and wet duck hunting, right?
That's when it's good. Yeah, well, now, you know, we got a lot of clothing and boots and waders now that are very well insulated. It's not like the old days where you went in an army field jacket and blue jeans and got wet and froze to death. You can pretty well stay dry. Got a little portable heaters you can take out there to kind of make it a little bit comfortable. It's It's not for the faint of heart.
I was just going to ask, and you guys do that, and you think that's fun?
Well, yeah. And that's when you feel like you're really alive.
Okay.
You're never more alive than when you're out there and you feel in the elements first.
You know, and it's you know, there are different situations that make me feel alive in the way that makes you feel alive. I think if I were in that situation, it would make me feel like I wish I were dead.
It's not for everybody, and I'm glad it was, because if it was, there'd be no ducks left.
Well, it's true. And look, you know what? I don't criticize anybody who's into it. It's just not for me. But I love duck. It's a delicious fowl to consume. So if you want to shoot them, I'll eat them.
I'm with you there.
All right. Don Dubuque, thanks for being with us. And tune in now. What time tomorrow morning? 5:30?
5 a.m.
5 a.m. Okay, wow, 5 a.m. He's going to take you into the dark and early duck season tomorrow on the outdoor show.
This is one of those strange situations where right when my show ends, we start LSU pregame. Doesn't happen very often. But
no, that doesn't. In fact, I don't think a lot of people know what Tiger Stadium looks like in the daylight. Because they have games at night. They don't have many games. Kickoff is just like a few minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy. Well, all right, done.
Listen to Mike Dettillier and his partner, and early in the morning.
All right, thanks for being with us.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.